This is John Batchelor. This is from a much longer conversation with my colleagues Thaddeus McCotter and Malcolm Honlein. Malcolm has just returned from the Holy Land with a report on what we know so far of the hostages in Gaza, of who's holding them, what we know so far about the threat from Iran and Hezbollah in the north, what we know so far about the pursuit of Hamas, and also the gathering of the information about who is dead. Malcolm says we don't have accurate numbers yet about the casualties on the Israeli side. They're still finding body remains. Also, Malcolm and I and Thaddeus discuss a decision by the IDF and the Israeli government to educate 200 journalists in these last hours with the video from the body cams worn by the killers from Hamas. The pictures are unacceptable. And yet, the restriction is that the reporters, journalists, are not to take pictures. They are permitted to report afterwards. They can't have copies. It's a raw video. And at the same time, I express my opinion that I don't know whether I could see it. I don't know whether I want to see it because I have to talk. And Malcolm says it makes him speechless. He can't describe what he saw in person on the 9th when he went down there with the IDF within 48 hours of the attack. And he still can't describe it, and we don't put it on air. It's a crime that must be reported repeatedly. Here's what Malcolm says. We can know about the viewing for the journalists. We'll wait for their reports and see how they express themselves. Especially, there's some really good writers for major journalism, and I want to see how they respond to what they're viewing. This mixed message that's going out around the world about Hamas, it's not mixed. Hamas is ISIS, said the prime minister in the first hours of the knowledge of the attack. And Malcolm speaks of the Nazis hiding their crimes and Hamas bragging and boasting and taking video of their crimes. Here's what Malcolm says, and later on tonight, much longer conversation about what we know now.
You do not want to see the videos. I honestly do not look, although, as you know, I went down the day after the attack. Yes. I saw firsthand what happened. And in Hebrew, there's an expression that ain't me leave. There are no words. Believe me, I cannot articulate what I saw. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't subject you to it and our listeners to it. It is so horrific. I mean, you know, the Nazis try to hide their crimes. These guys advertise it. And they were more horrific or as horrific as what the Nazis did at any time. And the what they did with young girls, I don't have to give you details for you to understand. And even when the White House came out and said the hospital explosion was clearly not Israel's responsibility, the National Security Council, all after they analyzed the overhead imagery, the intercepts, and the information that was available, still the media was still saying, well, the White House doubt. No, the White House said it was not Israel that did it. And as the proof now is very clear, it was not Israel. Even Turkey, by the way, Erdogan has cooled his remarks because he felt he was lied to about the hospital. They told him that it was Israel, and he went all out, as you remember, in the first days, very critical and very based on the hospital, the account of the hospital explosion that he was told, and now found out that it was a lie. So he has moderated some of his statements.